When you die, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Man, I'm so glad you're dead.
I'm so glad you're dead too.
You can't actually go back to Von Divid.
Why not? I want to go home.
I can put you on a groovy little planet called Earth.
Best in Galaxy Episode 1, Sons of the Stars, the novel. Available on Amazon now. Audiobook available on Audible.
Hey, Pinky Snatchy, looks like we're going on a road trip.
Well, this is becoming a right old wiggy mess, isn't it?
The Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast, sponsored by Mace Windows and Qui-Gon Dry Gin, for when only a Force spirit will do.
Previously on the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast.
There's another galaxy far, far away and way into the future, okay? In this galaxy, there's a fellow called George Lucas. There's been a rift in the space-time continuum. Something has happened that's knocked everything out of balance to create an alternative future. Somehow, George's dad didn't buy him that little Ewok teddy. Instead, he bought him a Richard Nixon doll. Our galaxy will cease to exist unless we could get the stories from our galaxy to George Lucas so that he can make Star Wars before our galaxy implodes in on itself.
Whoa, where have we come out? This is planet Earth.
Planet what?
This is where we've come from.
Hey, you're going to hit that bloke over there. Oh, my God. All right, you just hit that guy.
He's dropped his teddy bear. He's got that little teddy bear
doll. Let's go.
Give him this, the Richard Nixon doll, and then everything will be fine.
Can you go and help the Beaufort over there?
Yes,
there's a bit of cargo that needs transporting to Jabba's palace.
Is that a man in carbonite?
Yes, I'll explain
did
later.
Did you freeze one of his friends in carbonite?
Not personally, no. Go and help Beaufort. I'll explain everything in the next episode to you.
I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook.
Can you turn that thing off?
What?
Just turn it off.
It's like you pull the string. Look. It's good. It's a good toy. Look, you pull the string.
All right.
I'm not a crook.
Do it again.
No.
I'm not a crook.
It's irritating.
Come on, I need to sit down.
Han Solo's hand.
Oh, you got...
Ow.
Oh, that's gone
I'm stuck.
Why did he do his fingers out like that?
Can you lift me up?
I'm not lifting you up.
I'm stuck.
Why were you wearing little shorts?
It's gone right on my anus.
I know, I can see that. If you weren't wearing little shorts... It's the 70s because we were trying to blend in. You're wearing little shorts. That's why.
Why would I be wearing little shorts?
You're acting like you actually physically want me to help you.
No. I'm sitting like this.
We've always got chamomile lotion for some reason.
Oh, we have, haven't we? Still got the Bosky stuff.
I'll give you some of that.
Hey, look, smooth it on there. There we go. Come on, just put it on. Put it around the hole that it's made in my trousers.
That is...
I know.
All right.
Right, ready? Three, yeah? 1, 2, 3.
Oh!
Ah, that's... Ow. Oh, that's better. Right. We need to literally patch up my trousers. No, I don't mean patch.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got the nickname.
Yeah.
I'm actually called Gavin.
Make a patch out of one of your many ties that you've been trying to impress Lord Vader with.
I'll sew it up with a tie.
Anyway, just a little question. Why... Oh, there's so many of these Richard Nixon dolls in this ship. I feel that we must explain this.
I feel that this is vital information. There's a pallet in it. There's a 3, 4, 5. There's loads of pallets.
There's loads of crates of them.
Boba Fett will know. It's his ship.
Yeah. All right, come on.
Hey, you boys want to ask me a question?
Why have you got loads of dolls?
To answer your very pertinent question, why have I got so many dolls in the back? I like to have a retail wing to my bow, as it were.
Yeah, so when it's
so
dead...
I've got like, yeah, so exactly. Thank you for finishing my sentence, because I had no idea where I was going. So when trade's dead, if there's no bounties,
no.
I could just sell a few dolls. So I asked to get paid in dolls.
Right.
Now. So I've got a load of dolls, and I've got a couple of 5 or 6 crates, a couple of pallets back there. Mm. So I'll go, Vader, you want me to get rid of Mr. Solo? Oh, by the way, don't sit on that, because it'll go right in the...
Okay.
Okay, just so you know, guys, just don't do that. Anyway,
have
so
you got
I've
plaster,
got...
Plaster, by the way.
I've got some Swarfiga.
Have you got a first aid kit in this ship?
We haven't passed our health and safety. Oh. So, yeah, we do, but we've run out of blue plasters.
Oh. So,
anyway... The point is, I've got bloody loads of dolls.
Right, yeah.
I really love them. I'm not a crook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go back. Go on, get one and do it.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm not a crook.
Oh, come on.
It's really good, Steech. They're good dolls, though, but, you know, looking at it, you know, it's bloody Richard Nixon. I have no idea what he was doing in a galaxy far, far away. But it's not a kid's toy, is it? I mean, it's an adult toy, would you reckon?
Yeah, oh, definitely. That's a bloke's toy. That's not a toy for little kiddies.
Yeah.
If you gave that toy to a little kiddie, they'll mess their mind up. That's going to really screw with, you know, if you had a little fluffy, yeah, little, like an Ewok doll, like going, rub, rub. That'd be amazing. You grow up to be all, you'd write beautiful fairy tales and stories, and that would set you up for life with an imagination. This thing, whoa, it's grim.
So, wait, baby, are you saying that if someone had this doll, the Richard Nixon doll, rather than a fluffy little Ewok doll, they might grow up to be a totally different person? That might change their personality.
Like maybe a narcissistic president.
Yeah, like a crazy nuclear weapon throwing around mentalist.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm saying. I could give this doll to a kiddie.
So, do you think that maybe, to make it abundantly clear, the fact that we've given George Lucas, because it was for George Lucas' son, little Georgie Porgy.
We gave him the doll!
We gave him the doll!
We disrupted the space-time continuum!
That's why...
we're in this mess!
That's why Star Wars never got written!
Because of us!
That's why George Lucas goes on to become evil president of the United States, bad president!
It was us who did it! Not only have we blown ourselves up, helped to destroy the Star Wars universe, our own universe.
So that's why we've had to go back to rectify it.
Because we did it.
Because we did it.
I think we better sort this mess out.
Well, we were sorting it out. All it's done is given us an extra motivation.
We came here to get stories to give him, but we've done nothing.
If we only hadn't come here to get him stories, we wouldn't be needed to get him stories, because by getting him stories to write Star Wars, we destroyed the story.
Did we?
Yeah, because on the process of getting him the stories, we gave him the Richard Nixon doll. Yeah. Either way, the good news is, in either eventuality, had we or had we not destroyed the Star Wars universe, had we not gone on this adventure, we still would have been dead on Alderaan.
Yeah.
So in either way, I mean, the galaxy is screwed, but we're all right.
Yeah, for now.
We'd be dead.
We'd better get cracking, because, like, we need to get back to giving those stories at some point.
All right. Well, at least we know what the motivation was.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we going now? Baby, where are we off to?
Oh, we're going to Jabba's Palace. We're going to Tatooine.
Oh, we're Tatooine again.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's like we've only got three locations to try.
Isn't it? It's like we got bored of where we are. We'll go to Mustafar at some point. Well, who wants to go there?
Ah.
So we go to Tatooine, and we're going to hang out at Jabba's Palace, but just at Cool Guys, because basically it's a cool kids club, right? They get a bit rowdy in there. There's a few fights, a few punches and stuff. So I'm your man. Rely on me. I'll get you in. I'll get you sort of a jabber, and, you know, but don't be too much yourselves, because you two can be a bit, you know, too much like you.
Yeah.
And it's not good for anyone.
Fair point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Oh, there's the landing lights just come on.
Okay.
We near, are we?
I guess so. I guess we are. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna pull in like a handbrake turn.
Yeah.
That's what Jabba likes. He likes boys to turn up and be all a gangster.
Don't do that, no, because
don't.
We haven't got our seatbelts on.
No, boys. No. Still, we want you to have Jabba likes. No, here we go. Here we go.
Stooch, what's going on? You're right. You're on Han Solo's hand again. Oh, that's twice in as many minutes.
It's because he has a... I'll catch you guys up.
Do you want some lotion?
Oh, God, we seem to be made to suffer.
I haven't done one of those for a long time.
I know.
Actual quote.
The long walk, innit, from the ship. Why'd you park so far away, Boba?
That's a VIP parking. It's the closed one. I'm not a VIP yet, but I think when I give him my the old Han Solo, I'll have a special parking spot just over there. Anyway, look up. There's a bloody queue. There's only a queue. Oh, God.
There's only one person.
That's a queue. It's Tatooine, isn't it? See, you don't get that many people. That means it's busy. It's going to be pumping inside. I've got my membership card. I can get two people in on that. So, you guys with me?
Yeah.
We'll get this joker out the way. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. You looking at me, son?
I'm sure I am looking at you. Don't you try to square up to me. What are you doing?
I'm hanging out outside. I'm hoping to go on in, but I ain't got no ticket.
What are you here for, sir?
Oh, I'm not undercover.
What's your name?
My name is Lando Steve.
Steve?
My name's Steve.
This is Patch. I'm Steve.
Oh, how do you do?
Well, I'm Baba Fett as well. I'm a bounty hunter. Listen, Sunshine, we've got some serious business with old Jabber inside, haven't we, boys?
Yeah, we've got a delivery.
I wonder if I could tag along with y'all.
They're not letting you in, are they? I'll tell you why that is.
Trainers.
Yeah, you're wearing trainers. Brilliant white trainers.
I'm wearing trainers with a platform sole. With little fishes swimming inside. They said I cannot get in with them all.
I understand completely. They're not going to let you into Jabba's palace, even though those are very nice shoes.
I tell you what,
I like this guy.
I can lend you my socks if you want, then you can put them over your shoes.
I'd like you to explain exactly what you mean, because I don't think anyone else knows.
Put them over your shoes. They're going to think they're shoes, aren't they?
Is that something you got away with when you were in your youth, Stooge?
Well, I've done, yeah.
And he used to do that?
All the time.
That's what you used to do?
He even put a little plastic bow on it to make it look like it's got laces.
If you were planning ahead that much, why don't you bring shoes?
Why don't you just bring the black shoes, you dumbass, instead of bringing an extra pair of socks? Anyway, I hope they're football socks, because I got platforms on. And I imagine it would be a hard to stretch them.
Patch, give him your socks. You can rip these ones off.
Okay, I got them on.
Right, should we give him another knock?
We'll give him a knock, right? And what we're going to do, right, so, you know, you've got to earn your keep, boys. You three can carry Mr. Solo.
Oh, right.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to look like the returning hero. Like, hello, I've got Han Solo.
Just one little thing. Did we ask you what you're here for?
I do not believe that you did.
Right. What are you here for?
I'm planning to be a skiff god.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear it's the skiffiest of all the gods.
Goodness gracious me.
Don't worry, Stitch. I'll handle this.
Right.
Hello. All right. How you doing? Yes. Hot today, yeah, I know. Yeah. No, we didn't park in the VIP section, now we're at the back. I've got my card. Here it is. If you want to hold that up to your little eye there. Lovely. So there's actually no, I know I meant to have plus two, actually plus three. But I think you'll be happy with this because not only have we got plus three, it's plus four. We've got Han Solo. Yeah, we caught him. No, he's in carbonite. He's got smart shoes.
They're frozen in carbonite, so you can't see them. So I think we're all good.
This is Steve.
Yeah, my name's Steve. I was wondering, small little camera face man, have you seen the film Flight of the Navigator? In Flight of the Navigator, there's a camera face that comes down and talks to the kids. And then he has little animals. It's not you. Dad.
So can we come in, mister?
The doors are open.
Right, we're in.
We're in. That went well, didn't it?
Oh, guys, sorry to butt in on you talking, but there's a sign over here that says skiff guards go in this direction. Now, I'm a skiff guard, so I better head on down. I'll see you guys later on. Check it to you now.
See you later, Steve. Man. Right, let's play a bit with this. Is he gone?
No. Can't be bothered for him to be with us. He was, voice was going a bit weird. I was irritating myself.
Where did he go, just in case anyone's listening?
Please keep listening. He's gone to the carbon freezing delivery room.
Port.
He's gone there to deliver Han Solo. He said that. Whilst we were talking to Steve.
Right, so I guess it's this way.
Whoa, guys, chill out. Man.
All right.
We're Boba Fett, man.
Yeah, we're with Boba.
We're hanging out with Boba, you know?
Yeah, we got Han Solo.
We got him, we caught him, man, we did it all.
Yeah.
All right, you can put the axes away, guys. Put this, un-axe the axes. All right. What's that little spider thing? What's that spider thing by us?
Ah.
All right, well, just keep walking. Who's this? This is the concierge.
Oh, the concierge, yeah. Hello?
He's not Jedi.
Who's no Jedi?
He's not Jedi.
No, he's not a Jedi. No, I'm not a Jedi, but we're here with Boba Fett. We're delivering...
He's not Jedi.
Who? Boba Fett.
He's not Jedi.
No, he's not.
You're not Jedi.
I'm not a Jedi. No. We just need to...
He's not Jedi.
Oh, no. Could you tell us where the reception area is? Because we need to go...
Not Jedi.
Okay. Are you a Jedi?
Not Jedi.
Okay. Can you give us directions? To...
Nuk-chuck!
Oh, that way. Brilliant. Okay. Oh, right. Excellent.
Oh, you can hear it. You can hear the party. Hey, I know that sound. The sound of stand-up comedy. This is my turf now, buddy boy.
Let's go see what's going on.
Oh, that guy's just fallen down the stairs.
Oh. The guy with the fishbowl head.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go through to the reception area and see what's going on.
Cool.
There's a couple of seats here. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Go watch the stand-up.
Yeah,
it's a free show.
Yeah.
Everyone's allowed.
Pay as you want.
Yeah.
Come on, show something.
Hey, guys, how about that act? That was fantastic, wasn't it? Who loved that? And I'm back now. It's your compa, your MC for this evening, for the day, for the night, for all times. It's Salacious B. Crumb. Oh, it's good to be back playing the palace. I've been on holiday, though. I've been with my wife. You see, my wife, she dresses to kill. She cooks the same way, too, you know? To kill. Because the food was... Anyway, we got married. It was our anniversary, the holiday. I remember we got married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury. Because it's like a sentence. Being married to her. I'll tell you though, yeah, kids out there, yeah, guys, yeah, nice to welcome new people there. Good. Anyway, that's enough for me. I whipped you into a frenzy here. You're all ready to pop. Oh, a little practice round of applause for our next act. If you'd like to clap over there. Oh, you got tentacles. Okay, that's an unpleasant sound. All right. Okay. So just stamp your feet and holler. Bring on your next act. We're gonna have another Twilight dance. I know you won't like that. This is Ruby. Okay, Ruby the dancer. You guys are scum.
That was brilliant.
That was excellent.
I really like that.
Yeah.
That was just sharp, original. You know,
he was on it behind.
Yeah. These people don't get it, but maybe that's different cultures appreciate it in different ways.
Yeah.
I've done a load of gigs where they don't laugh, but I know I'm killing.
Hey, why don't you ask him for a spot?
No way.
Go on.
Checking.
Yeah.
Checking.
They'll get the references about chomp bars.
I've got my little book. Yeah. They chomp bars. It's a good bit that's about chomp bars. It's universal.
Well, ask him. Come on. Excuse me. I'll do the talking.
Yeah, be like my agent.
Yeah,
cool, man.
Yeah, that works. Excuse me, sir. Couldn't help admiring your comedy skills there.
Yeah, you got whiskey, or you're the waiter?
Yeah, I have, actually. I've got a weird little hip flask for some reason.
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay.
Have some of that.
Thank you very much. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. What do you want, kid?
Well, my friend here is, he does a bit of stand-up comedy. He's wondering
where what? That guy?
Yeah, this guy.
You're funny, kid?
Yeah, I reckon I'm. Well, I've got a chomp bar. You know when you have a chomp bar and it's really, really sticky? And you pull it and it pulls out.
What's he talking about? I don't.
A chocolate bar that we get on Sam. Don't worry.
Oh, I love chocolate bar jokes. Who doesn't love a chocolate bar joke? Yeah, yeah. All right, kid. Yeah, what do you want? You want an autograph?
No. If we could, maybe I was speaking on behalf of my friend again.
Yeah, it's easier this way. Yeah. So do it like that. Yeah.
So we were just wondering whether we could get him a 5-minute spot.
You reckon you got five on chocolate bars?
Unpaid.
Steve, we're talking about unpaid. I think
it's an open spot, isn't it? It's progression.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, kid. Yeah, you go on next. All right. Okay, so you're right. Pat, you're going on. He's not Jedi. What's that? What? No Jedi. Oh, guys, hey, kid. Hey, you're off. No, you're off the bill. We got a droid up next. So, yeah, sorry, buddy. Sorry, yeah, axed.
Oh, man. Well, we'll take a seat and, you know, but get me on those soon, because I'll write a new joke. I'll write a new bit.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Ruby. Wasn't she fantastic? Wasn't that amazing? Aren't you all having the best of times? You're going to have a surprise special act, and that got canned, and now we got a real-life can. We got ourselves a droid. Here he is. What's his name? R2-D2. Fair enough. Okay, round of applause. Keep it whooping all the way to the stage. Give him some love. The more love you give, the more love you give. R2-D2.
Hello, Jabba, you fat piece of garbage. It's Luke here, Luke Skywalker. I'm a Jedi Knight. You probably know me. It's no big deal. I'm a Jedi now. Did some training. Shut up about it. You've got my friend Han Solo. He's got lovely hair, but an absolute shithole of a personality. I can't really be asked to get him, but if you give him back, I'll give you these two droids. They've served me very well as they can do. Quite frankly, they were shit.
Wow. That was... Hang on, Luke. Luke's Darth Vader's son's Luke.
Yes, and he's a Jedi now. Oh my God,
that was Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker, and he's giving away two droids. He's doing really well for himself.
Oh yeah, what was?
Tell Vader, man. Tell Vader.
I'm
going to
go
over the moon.
I'm going to text him.
Text him. What are you saying?
Oh, okay,
what are you saying?
My watch, isn't it?
Yeah. whatever you're doing, you better mind it for real. Yes, yeah, do that. Yeah.
Well, I'll text him. Just in your son, wow. Luke. He is now a Jedi, lol. What shall I send him?
How about...
A big smiley face.
Big smiley face.
I'll send him a big smiley face for that. There we go. Bosh, it's gone. Oh,
keep your hand there.
Yeah, why not? I'm waiting for a reply. He's usually quite prompt, isn't he, when he replies?
Yeah.
Oh, he sent back the emoji with the shocked mouth, you know, the one with the hole that looks like...
Yeah.
I'll
send him something.
What shall I send him?
You can do the monkeys, so you know he'll speak to people, like, we don't tell anyone. I don't know much about emojis. That's the only ones I know. Or I know the poo.
I think he sent back the... Oh, no, it's a question mark. I'm upgrading my watch. Hang on.
Oh,
let me download it.
You have to get on the Wi-Fi if you're going to... Are you going to pay?
Mr. Crumb, what's the Wi-Fi password, please?
What's that?
The Wi-Fi password?
It's Jabble 1. Jabble with a capital J.
Oh, okay, excellent. All right, got it.
Go on, guest!
Okay, I'm on. Right, okay. Right, got signal again. So, oh, he's just texted back a fist bump.
Oh, nice.
Yeah
good.
The right hand one as well. So there we go.
I'll do
the left hand one.
No, I'll just say, just do a little selfie of us and then send it just like, yeah, on holiday, boys on.
Okay, actually doing it. There we go.
Because otherwise it's going to go on. It's emoji backwards and forwards.
Yeah, and then we've done all this.
Yeah.
Should we go to the bar?
Yes, get a drink.
I'm done here. Mm-hmm. Come on then.
Hello?
I'm Patch. I'm Stooge. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
No,
that's a bit rude, but
we're just a bit hairy. But we're also just.
Explain to him.
Yeah,
come
sorry.
On.
We're with Boba Fett. We turn up with Boba Fett. We're like on holiday. We used to work. We worked with Mr. Vader, and we're just hanging out with Boba Fett. Boba, can you just back us up here, man? Back us up. He's getting his finger near the button for the thing.
No, Jabba, relax, mate. They're with me. They're like my little servant guys. They like push around Han Solo, and they brought him here, and yeah, they're all right, you know. Boys, you're on your own. When he's angry, no.
I'll tell you what, if you've got any errands we can do for you to earn our keep, because obviously we're staying here for free and that's what's annoying you.
Yeah, we're good at jobs.
Pleasure to serve. Okay, you go and get the list off him.
All right, okay, so I've got...
So his little hands.
You've got a little... Okay, can I just... No, it's sticky. That's nice. Right, so you want us to clean the rancor pit.
Clean all the bones. Any big bones.
Big bones.
Make sure there are no big bones.
No big bones. Okay, yes, I know they can be used as a brace against the rancor's closing mouth. And you want us to reinforce the sail barge deck. So, specifically, so it can't be blown up by its own gun.
Needs an MOT.
Cool.
We'll sort that out. No problem.
Pleasure, man.
Yeah. What else do we need to do?
You want us to antagonise the Sarlacc? Dickless bits?
So you want us to take R2-D2 downstairs to the droid thing and make sure we give him a thorough search and make sure there are no weapons concealed in him.
Yeah,
we can do that.
No weapons concealed in the little droid chat.
Yeah. Excellent. Right, we'll get on to... Oh, he's chucked us... What's this? A BlackBerry? Just to keep in contact with you throughout the scene.
Should we just check it works? We'll send you a little... send you a little text. Say working. Did you get that?
Facebook Messenger.
Cool.
All right, there we go. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Brilliant.
We'll get on with it.
Yeah.
Come on. Right, where's this little droid? There's the little tinker.
Come on.
Come on. Come on, you. Let's go downstairs. Right, which floor is it?
Basement. Basement level one.
Right, okay, here we go. Right, come in, level. You, blue.
You, stay. Naughty droid.
Mm.
You're going to frisk him?
We need to. Hey, look, there's nothing on him, though.
Yeah, he's like just circular, isn't he?
He hasn't got any pockets.
No, he hasn't.
Nah, come on.
R2, do you have any weapons on you? No.
No, I think so. Is that you?
No, it's not me at all. It's you.
No, it's not.
It's not me. R2-D2. That's vile.
That is rank.
What have you been eating?
tungsten tip screws.
Well, look, they're here now. I never can get out. Come on. Right, so we've got to take him to
EV99's torture chamber to fit a restraining bolt or something.
And
okay, well, it's here anyway. Here's the door.
Come in and show some respect.
All right. Hi.
Bow.
Respect. This is R2-D2.
Ah, a very disrespectful-looking droid. He'll soon learn some respect.
Yes. Yes, he will.
Do you have respect?
Yes.
And how about your friend? Are you respectful?
He's very respectful.
Yeah, I am respectful, sir.
Well, would you like to learn more respect?
No. Yes, maybe. What's the right answer?
You see all these droids around here? Look. See that one over there?
Yeah.
He's learning respect.
Yeah. Is there any need to put hot irons on his feet?
Yes.
So here's this chap. I suggest you give him a right good going over.
I have need for him on the master's sail barge.
Put some hot irons on his feet. Have a word with him and give him a, you know, because he's a feisty little one.
Thank you.
No worries.
Right.
Good day to you, sir.
Make sure you show some respect on the way out.
Oh, we will. Loads.
Excuse me. Have you frisked him for weapons?
Yeah, he's fine.
On your way then, boys. And don't forget, on the way out, show some respect.
Respect. Yeah, yeah. We've got it. All right. Respect. See you later.
Goodbye.
Big respect yourself. The next on the
cross
list.
That off.
All right. Droid delivered. Actually, respectful droids.
Crossing off.
Yeah, it's off on my hand. Next thing on my hand is we've got to clean the rancor pit. Specifically, getting rid of large bones, which could be used as a brace to stop the rancor biting down. It's been a problem before. It'll be a problem again. That's how it's written.
Right.
So it says rancor pit this way.
Okay.
So I guess we go that way.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa! Look who it is.
Oh, howdy, boys!
It's Joe.
It's medium-aged Joe.
Oh, medium-aged Joe. I'm a medium age right now. I just had my birth certificate changed because I reached a new age in my life, and I always like to represent my age in my life with my name. So I changed it to medium-aged Joe, not middle-aged, medium-aged. Like a t-shirt.
What are you doing here?
I got a job here cleaning up.
We need you. This is perfect. We've got a cleaning job.
All right.
And we're not very good at cleaning.
Yeah, you're the master of cleaning.
I clean Death Star. That's the cleanest goddamn place in the world.
Really clean, yeah.
I'm working
static
on it.
Free. We've got the Rancor pit. It's like a Rancor, it's like a big monster. Weird
I know the Rancor, like a fingers. Godzilla type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like an albino messed up Godzilla.
So we need to get rid of all the bones. Have you got any tips?
You gotta clean them, otherwise you gotta do a Heimlich maneuver on the Rancor, and that is hard because it's a 30-foot dinosaur. I would say the best way is to pick them up and put them in a bin.
There's a little gap underneath that rock. You could put all the old bones
there. Put the big ones under there.
Put all the big ones under there.
Hide them under the edge.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll put them under here. Hey, they're all under there and they fit precisely.
Very important. Can we trust you to do this on our behalf?
I'm doing it right now as we speak. I'm assuming there's a sound effect of me doing it.
God, we'll go and just get the job signed off by the Rancor Keeper, the Malachi.
Yeah,
get it signed off.
Well, we need to get this signed off and then we can go there. So I think it's down here.
It does say Malachi's office.
There we go.
Signs everywhere.
It's so well signposted.
Yeah.
Great.
So I'll just get him to sign our little bit of paper and then it's like our homework diary.
Yeah. Done.
We could take a photograph of it on our BlackBerry and send it to Jabba. Hi, excuse me, Mr. Malachi?
Hello, boy.
Hello, mate.
You all right, boy?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, thank you. We're just here to say we've just done the cleaning job. Well, we've got our friend doing it in the Rancor pit.
Lovely, boy.
And we just need for you to sign our bit of paper saying that we've done it.
And you clean out all the bones, ain't you, boy?
Yeah, all the bones cleaned, aren't they?
You sure about that, boy?
Yeah, we've got a top man on it. We've got a top man. If you
thought you were supposed to be doing it, boy.
Well, it's all about delegation, isn't it?
Is it, boy?
Yeah. We've got I don't know if you've heard of him, Medium Age Joe.
Oh, I'm Medium Age Joe.
He's like young Joe.
Yeah, I know him,
but better.
Yeah, boy.
He's a whole degree better.
Yeah, I know, boy.
He's doing it. He's got his buffing machine out there.
Right, boy.
We've given him a very stringent list of commands.
Right, and you want me to sign this off, boy?
Sign us off.
Let's go and move Sabacc, boy.
A game of Sabacc?
Yeah, space chess, isn't it?
You Stooge play Sabacc?
Yeah, I play Sabacc, yeah. Is it a three-man game, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it?
I think you play it more if you wanted.
Take a pee, boy. Come.
Sit down, sorry.
Yeah. I'll leave you to it for a second, boy. I just want to watch the old screen up there, boy.
What's that? What's that up there?
It's the old Rancor, isn't it, boy?
Oh, it's like a closed circuit. What, a video of?
Yeah. It's on the screen. It's a big game, boy.
Joe's got out. Look at that. Look how clean it is. Look how shiny those rocks are.
Yeah, he's done a good job, boy. Nice one, boy.
So is that little chap? Who's he?
Good morning, dog, boy.
Oh, dear. He's bitten his head.
Oh, right off.
God.
He'll die from that one.
Oh, he's gone, boy.
Yeah. That's finished. Yeah. Finished.
Basically a bacon sandwich.
Do you mean?
Yeah.
Bit of him.
Yeah.
You smoke it up and just fry it.
Yeah, just fry it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, cool. Yeah. You got any HP sauce?
Three bacon sandwiches. Yeah.
Yeah, HP.
I'll go and sort it out.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, man. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. I don't want those sandwiches.
No, it's green bacon.
It's weird. It's green bacon. You've got to cure bacon. He's got no time for that. It's
just a chunk of green.
That
little thing on the sail barge.
Skiff. Got to sort that out. The MOT.
Let's do that.
Well, right. Let's go. I'll just shout for it. Malachi, mate. We've got a place to be, mate. Thanks for the sandwich. We'll pick it up later, all right?
No worries, Brit.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Take care.
Nice one, Brit.
Weird, man.
Right.
MOT area. And there he is, the man of the moment. I tied it up in the old rancor room.
Excellent.
And
then
we saw it. And we couldn't see any bones. Did you put them all under there?
I put them all under there. Oh, yeah. You told me to stay.
We had to say that they were all...
We got it signed off.
We got it signed off that we said that we removed them, but as long as no one knows...
Oh, he won't know. They're all in here. He's not going to find them down there. That's fine. Hey, are you guys going up to Jabba's upstairs? Because he's having a sleepover.
We've got to skiff first.
Yeah, we got a job to do.
Tell us about sleepover.
Well, here, I don't know if you've noticed... a lot of people come around Jabba's Palace and they never have beds. So they come around and it's like sleepover. People sleep on the floor and sometimes we have pillow fights. He's going to do it behind a curtain up there. I don't know why. He says there's going to be a curtain. You know, he goes, ho, ho, ho. You know, his Santa Claus laugh he does.
Yeah, we had that.
I sat on his lap once and said, well, present I want, but I misread the situation. Anyway, let's go. I thought he was like a slug Santa Claus. I know, and the problem was I asked for soap because it was rainy out. I know I needed to grit the floors, but he didn't. That was bad. That's why I'm working down.
Why is he having a sleepover?
Why is he having the party? Oh, it's because a certain type of scum.
Form of scum that he approves of.
Yeah, he has a form of scum he approves of.
So would that be like a bounty hunter or something?
I don't know.
We'll go to the sleepover party. The old gang's back together and we're all going to go to a party.
Yeah.
I know what we need before we go.
A shot of moonshine.
Shot of your moonshine.
Yeah. God damn,
kick it. That's how we get ready for party.
Right. Hey, but aren't we supposed to do our job?
We could skip barge. What do you mean? Reinforce the deck so its own gun can't be fired at it.
I think so. Getting a bit paranoid. Come on, Stooge, that ain't never going to happen.
Okay. Look, just sign
up. Order moonshine.
Hey, Joe, just sign this bit of paper. Pretend you're like a skiff guard. Oh, better than that. Here comes our friend Steve.
What's he doing down the corridor?
He's a skiff guard.
Yeah, and he can sign the thing.
Say that we did it.
Yeah.
Hi, boys.
Oh, hello, Steve.
It's interesting that you suddenly came up with a storyline that incorporated me.
Why's your voice changed?
My voice has changed because I decided earlier on that maybe it was a little bit too racist. So I've applied a bit more of a lisp. Anyway, so my name's Steve.
Right.
And it's really not.
Steve what?
Steve Calrissian.
Is it really?
Like the wine bar.
Calrissian.
Named after the wine bar.
Yeah, that's right. I'm named after a wine bar.
Yeah.
And also a type of egg. So,
Steve, are you a skiff guard? Yeah. Are you fully trained?
Skiff. You're qualified.
If I'm honest, I do not know what a skiff is.
Right.
I do believe once I left a skiff mark in my pants, but I think that's when I sat on a on a boat that was wet.
Okay.
There was a skiff mark in my pants. When you have a lisp, sometimes a word like skiff can be confusing. I don't know. Anyway, we don't know. I can't think of another example right now, but skiff, TH at the end of the word, is had when you got lisp.
Do you have a certificate to prove that you're a skiff guard?
Of course I do. I got certificates to prove many things.
Okay.
I got this one proves I'm a skiff guard. Notice how many THs at the end there. Okay. And this one proves that I'm not Lando Calrissian. And this one... He says, this voucher entitles the bearer to not be Lando Calrissian.
All right.
And this one is 2-for-1 on platform shoes. Notice I already used one of the vouchers on that.
What is that
one.
A certificate?
Oh, yeah, that's a voucher I'm thinking of here. Oh, okay.
Now, we need to get you to sign this to say that we've done a job because we want to go and get drunk.
We want to get drunk.
Okay,
you should get drunk with us.
You should get drunk with us. Yeah,
okay, I'll tell you, you boy.
So,
you got a pen?
Yes.
All right, can you turn around so I can do it on your back?
We've both given you an imaginary pen.
Okay. Oh, I like Stooch's one because it's got the four different colors on it. Can I sign with red? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm signing on your back, Patch. Turn around now. Okay. Lando Calrissian. I just signed Lando Calrissian. Sorry, I just crossed it out. I put Steve.
Calrissian.
Anyway, my name's Steve. It's now Lando.
Cool, Steve.
Okay.
Steve, do you want some
moonshine?
Do you want some moonshine?
Joe, you want to go? You got your story?
Oh, sir, I was just listening in on that whole little diatribe from that man there. Oh, I was just preparing to eat no moonshine, and I got myself four lined up for you. Let's hit it, boy.
Let's go. There we go.
Oh. That stuff is strong.
How long have we been out for?
A minute, I reckon. Not long. I reckon. Yeah, we can't pass out for ages. Just a little one shot.
Let me look at my watch.
Oh, the BlackBerry. Oh, my God. It's
Jabba's texting
us from
the
BlackBerry. Like the memory's full. I think we've been out for ages.
No.
There's a guy, the Rancor guy.
Oh, come on. Let's go over. The Rancor's there. Look, pierced by a door.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, Mr. Rancor.
Malachi.
What's happened here?
What's happened here, boy?
Yeah, what's happened, man?
Oh, a plethora of mistakes has happened here, boy.
Go on. What happened to your Rancor?
Well, somebody's buffed up the spikes on the door too much, so now they're too sharp.
Yeah, they look pretty sharp.
No one's reinforced the switch, so if you throw a skull at it, it's going to make the door come down here and stab a Rancor. And, to top it all off, somebody's left a load of bones in a bloody Rancor pit. Don't they, boy?
We cleaned up all the bones.
You sure, boy?
Well, we gave it to our guy, top man.
Well, somebody left this. It snapped now, because it snapped in two.
I see, yeah, it was a long
bone.
But
it was
though,
a big, long bone. Yeah. And somebody left it in there for the Rancor to get his mouth braced with, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't kill him, but it got him fired right up.
Yeah, but really soft around part of the jaw as well.
And because of that, you know, he went under the door, and then old Boise over there chucks and skull at the thing, and he...
Who did all this? Who's this?
You know, the geezer in the black suit, you know, the one that old mate keeps saying is no Jedi.
Not Vader's son, not Luke.
I don't know who Vader is, mate.
Luke Skywalker,
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
No, what, Luke's here?
Luke's here. I don't know where they've gone. Everyone just went a bit mental and just got on that sail barge and then act off the old side.
Got a sail barge already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. I don't know anything. Oh, Malachi, I'm really sorry. I'll tell you what, as a cleaning firm, we are insured, so...
Yeah, well, that's not going to bring our old matey back, is it, boy?
Yeah, but how does 5 credits sound?
It'll do for the moment. You see, bump into that Luke Moonwalker fella, right?
Yeah.
Tell him I'm going to fillet him when I see him, boy.
You
all right?
Well, yeah.
You tell him that, boy.
Fillet him.
Yeah, I will fillet him right up.
Fillet him. All right, we will.
Right.
I'm really sorry, man. It's terrible. If you see medium-aged Joe as well,
yeah,
you have a word, we'll have a word with him. You have a word, we'll all have words with him.
I need some alone time, so you leave me alone, boy.
Sorry, man.
Thanks, boy.
Stage. Wow. That's not good. So what? So Luke's right. Luke's turned up.
Yeah.
And he's killed the Rancor.
Yeah.
What's he doing in the Rancor pit anyway?
Don't know.
Well, let's go upstairs.
Let's go and find out what's going on.
Let's go upstairs, quick.
Get in the lift.
Okay. Oh,
is that you?
That is me, actually. That time. Oh, yeah. I'll get nervous because
did you have some green bacon when you were?
Well, yeah, he had those sandwiches.
Because you were awake before me.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I was hungover.
That is disgraceful.
It's just moonshine as well. It's like petrol.
Do you know what?
Well, look, we're out now. What? What? Yeah. You can just go any time. You can just do that when you want.
Oh, you're going to have to help me out this lift. I can't think I can walk.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll plug you up. We'll go over to Han Solo and plug you again.
Well, you know why that had just happened. It's because of that.
It's looser.
Yeah, it's looser.
Why is it? You've increased the girth, haven't you?
Right, come on. Where are we going now? What's happening?
Oh, hang on. Where's Han Solo? On the wall. Han Solo's on the wall.
Han Solo's disappeared.
It's just the crater where he was.
Oh.
Where is everyone?
Where is everyone?
Boba Fett. Boba?
Come on, let's go outside. Let's get a skiff. But where's Steve? Maybe he could drop.
Yeah,
he's not
Steve?
Here. Where is he?
He's always over there.
Yeah,
looking. He's pulling his little mask
Down. His little mask up and down, isn't he?
What's going on?
That's maybe how he got the lisp.
Yeah, yeah. The mask gives you a lisp. Mm. Well, if he's not here, look, there's no one here. There's just Malachi and he's wandering around being sad. I know where they've gone. The Sarlacc pit, because that was on the list. We had to antagonise the Sarlacc.
Oh, because they were obviously planning something, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's get a skiff and go there. There's one. There's a sign to the car park.
All right.
There's a sign to the overflow car park. There's bound to be a skiff there.
There is, I can see it.
Yeah.
You've seen it already.
I've seen it
You've
already.
Seen
we're
it
outside.
Already. Then you look at the sign.
Because it's not echoey anymore. So
God, let's just get on the skiff.
Hang on, the keys are under the skirting. Usually.
Yeah.
There they are. Okay.
All right, okay.
Right, let's get on this. Ready?
Okay.
Let's go.
It's automatic. That's fine. Even I can drive this. Go.
Right.
So to the Sarlacc.
To the Sarlacc.
There's a sign.
What? Look, what's
that?
That's
the smoke. That's coming from where the Sarlacc pits.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'll tell you what's happened.
What? Somebody shot.
Someone's fired the gun into his own deck, haven't they?
No.
Yeah, that's what have happened.
How's that happened?
I know what I'll do. Give me the phone. Phone Boba. I've got Boba Fett's number.
Right.
Phone Boba Fett. Find out
okay.
What's going on, because he'll know.
All right. There's no signal. There's no... It's dead.
This is like an episode of Stranger Things, isn't it?
This is weird.
This is really weird.
Mm. Okay, look. Oh, my God. Look, the sail barge is blown.
That's blown up. And there's another little one over there. Another one's blown up with a plank on it.
What's happened here? Right, pull over by the Sarlacc. Right.
So are one you driving or was I driving? You are.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull over
by
the
Sarlacc. Let's look for the clues. Right, we've got a blown up sail barge. We've got skiff guards. Another dude just lying around. There's blaster fire.
There's two droid holes in the sand.
Hang on, can you hear that?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Boba, where's
can
that
you hear
from?
Me up there? Anyone?
You're not in a Sarlacc, are you?
Mate, I'm in a Sarlacc pit.
What are you doing down there?
I said I'm in the Sarlacc pit.
What are you doing down there?
I'm down here.
Why?
Why? I fell down the Sarlacc pit.
What were you doing?
Han Solo. Yeah, Han Solo spun round. He's got a stick thing. And I bloody jumped and then my jetpack goes off. I hit the... It was a right mess. It was embarrassing, really. Bloody... He was blind as well. And now I'm in a bloody Sarlacc pit.
So hang on, Han Solo's now walking around.
I've got a bloody bone to pick with him. I'm in a bloody I'm being digested slowly over, I think, was it 10,000 years?
My
shoes are really hot. 1,000? Oh, that's faster. The stomach acid is burning through the leather sole.
Looking up as well.
Yeah, I know. Because it's real.
Can you keep yourself amused for a bit?
What do you mean keep myself... I've got an idea. I can make some biltong.
Why don't you start a biltong stand or something?
I'll make some biltong down here. How long are you boys going to be?
I don't really want to go down there because there's some CGI sort of like mouth things and they're
a beak.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We're in the special edition.
You know what? We'll go and get some help.
The bloody special edition, eh? That's hard to get out of that one. Oh, dear.
We're going to go and get some help and then we'll come back for you. I promise.
You better. Is that a pinky promise?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll do the pinky, but I'm in a Sarlacc pit.
Right. Get your biltong stand up and running. That'll keep you
occupied. Yeah, my shoes are very hot now.
Mm, okay.
Don't be too long.
No, we won't. We won't. We'll be back.
Okay. Bloody Han Solo, of all the people.
I know.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
He's blind.
Yeah, I know.
See you later.
See you in a bit. Right.
Oh, wait.
We'll come back from it at some point.
Yeah, we don't have time. We can't get past that beak,
be
can right, you?
With his little biltong stand.
Right, so what do we know? We've learned something else now. Han Solo has been freed. If I know anything about carbon freezing, I think I do. He's got hibernation sickness. I know that. I've read the manual.
Okay.
Right. So he's been freed. And wonder where Steve is. Well, that will probably remain a mystery.
Mm.
Hang on. I can hear something else.
Hang on. Yeah, I can hear that.
Oh, it's right in there. You got hemorrhoids. You're doing it. Hey. Is anyone out there? Did I?
Yeah. Hello. So, Mr. Crumb.
Oh, God, boys. Huh? You're the funny guy, and you're the little chip man. That's the fella.
That's right.
Can you pull me out? I'm stuck in the sand.
They stink as well.
I've been dealing with those frogs that are jabbering. I'm covering that.
What happened?
Over there, that's my donut. I need my hemorrhoid donut. Oh, God, I love my hemorrhoid. Can you pick that past that? That's bliss. Oh, God. I've been stuck in this sand, this sweat box. It's like a Santa. All the banthas, they come round here.
Right.
Like cats.
What happened?
Oh, this is going to be a long conversation. And this voice is going to hurt as well. So this bounty hunter turns up and goes, I got a thermal detonator and I got a Wookiee. We all have a big party. Turns out the bounty hunter was that princess broad, that Princess Leia. She's knocking off Han Solo.
What?
They're going at it. They're going to bump uglies. She frees him. And they're all like, I love you, all that jabbish. But Jabba's wise to it, so he goes, ooh, And it's hilarious because we all jump out and go, surprise! And then this guy turns up and goes, I'm a Jedi. Release my friends or bad things are going to happen. And then we chuck him in the Rancor pit because, you know, that's what you do. And he kills the Rancor because some shamugly didn't get rid of the bones. Then we capture him again and we get him and Han Solo and everyone upstairs, take them over here to the Sarlacc to sacrifice them. And then we're about to kill him, the little Jedi guy, and this goddamn droid fires a lightsaber because some shum schmuck didn't frisk him for weapons. He catches it. He does this unnecessary flipping backwards spinning. He does it. He could have just caught it.
Yeah.
It's totally unnecessary. Just showing off.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I got a lightsaber, and he's hacking people up. Meanwhile, it turns out that Steve, do you remember Steve? He's not Steve. He's Lando Calrissian in disguise. He just had a thing over his... Yeah. He helps them escape. Oh, God, I've run out of energy. And they fire the gun into the deck. Some shmooly did not reinforce the deck.
Right.
There are so many shmoolies and schmucks.
I bet it's the same shmooly, isn't
it? I bet it is. Yeah. Anyway, and then Jabba's dead. Oh, Princess Leia, she strangles him. And initially, I didn't help because I was like, he's into that. But then she takes it. He said the safe word, which was, oh, God. And she didn't hear it, so he's dead.
Okay.
And then I pull out the eyes of the gold guy.
Yeah.
Because I hated him, the translator. And then I get zapped by the little punk with the lightsaber stuck in his ass.
Yeah.
And I hide on the deck, and then the skiff falls over, and I fall in the sand. I lose my hemorrhoid donut, and now it's now.
Wow. Well.
Someone screwed up big time.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to report this to Darth Vader for some reason. So...
Oh, God.
So, can we give you a lift anywhere? Well, we're
going
to have
to... Why not? I'm getting out of this. I'm not performing no more. I'm going to get into the managing side of the game.
Yeah?
Yeah. So,
maybe Patch could...
I don't like that kid.
No?
I don't like that chomp joke.
He's right here.
Can he hear us?
Yeah.
He can hear what I'm saying?
He's staring you right in the face.
Guy, he is looking at me.
Yeah.
He's crying.
He's probably going to say something.
I don't think he is.
No.
He's brokenhearted and he can't say nothing.
No, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go and play on your hemorrhoid donut over the other corner of the skiff and I'll go and speak to Patch about what we need to do next.
Okay. Got some of that lotion for my ass.
There you go. Here's some chamomile.
Thanks.
Right. Okay. Patch, did you hear all that?
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, it stinks. Okay. My chomp joke sucks. I can't believe that.
We got to go back to work because our leave's ending.
Well.
Come on.
Yeah, whatever.
So...
Not going with him. Well, he's busy now about comedy.
Huh? We'll drop him off at Mos Eisley. We've got to go a different way anyway, so we'll get the ship and we'll go. Listen, I've texted Vader all this while we've been chatting.
Phew.
Very, all in emojis
as
well. He's come back to me and said we need to get our asses up to a surprise location.
Ooh.
Which he hasn't told us about yet, but he's dropped a pin on the map, on the Google map. We're going to go there and we're going to meet him there. And but he said get here quick.
Pronto.
Yeah, he's quite concerned about his son, I think. Oh, shit, he's calling.
What?
He's ringing.
Oh, God, is it a hologram?
It's a hologram. Oh. I've got no ties. Look smart.
Look, I've got that tentacle. Look, give me that tentacle from that silent.
That's a sawn off tentacle thing. I'll take this rope from Boba Fett's.
Okay, you look smart. Do a double
like
Windsor
a bootlace
knot.
Thing.
Do that, I'll do a double Windsor knot. Look at that, it's big.
Wait, he's ringing. I've got to answer.
Alright, okay.
You do the talking.
Act cool.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Hello, boys. My boys.
Are you all right, Darth? You sound a bit...
I haven't spoken to him for a while, boys, and I was just wondering, what's going on down there? I know you're on leave now. I don't really want to be a stick in the mud and, hassle you on your leave, but I think I'm going to need you quite soon, actually, because we've got a bit of a surprise for
well,
you.
Well, like you say, we are technically on leave, but... For you, we're always happy to go the extra mile.
Right. Well, what's going on down there, boy?
I
got your text.
It's been quite dramatic. Everything seems to have gone wrong. Your son turned up and he...
Yes, I saw that in the text.
Yeah, he released Han Solo and they seem to have escaped, so he's a Jedi. So I'm really sorry. It just seems that he's abandoned your boy.
Oh,
he's,
no.
He's not singing from the same hymn sheet as you, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew this was going to happen. I kind of felt it in the force. Can I smell sand down here, boys?
There is a bit of sand, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I can smell the force in that. Do you know what? You can get your asses back here. I've dropped the pin in the map.
And, if you get up to where we are, that'd be great. I mean, sure, you might be a bit surprised with what you see. You might notice I'm a bit familiar about the place. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you, maybe we've got a new Death Star.
No way!
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah. We're going to call it Death Star 2. I think that's appropriate thing.
That is, it's the second one.
Yeah, it's not quite finished yet, though, so don't get too excited.
We're very excited, and we're really sorry. I felt like we could have done more to prevent a few problems happening down here, but we screwed up a bit.
Yeah.
We were on holiday.
Okay.
We picked up a straggler, this kind of little rat thing.
Where's the rat? What you talking about?
Yeah.
Are you calling me?
I'd say get rid of that thing, because I don't think I'd be able to sign in.
Okay, yeah. It's all business from now on in, yeah?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to come back as soon as you can.
We've accrued holiday. Can we get that as time in lieu? Get that as increase in payment for the next month?
Yeah, we'll talk about that when you get here. Thing is, guys, need you here soon as. There's a lot of stuff to get through.
Yeah, no worries. We're going to go to Mos Eisley.
Drop off the little guy.
Rat man.
Don't worry.
I know everything's going to be okay. We're on the case.
Right, okay. There's a few things. The Emperor's here, by the way. Just FYI. So, straighten it, side.
That was a new one.
Long short of it is, guys, I'm going to need you back here because I guess you could say it's the return of the Jedi.
I guess the Force has awakened in him.
Well, as long as the Empire strikes back, we should be fine.
Well, let's just hope he's just a Rogue One.
Well, there's always a new hope.
Well, maybe he's just the last Jedi.
Or even a Phantom Menace.
Don't ruin this moment, Darth.
Sorry, guys.